The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, I'm Rebecca from Massachusetts, and I listen to Mike, Michelle, and Chris Eliopoulos on the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 434 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show is, first off, Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Michael. We did some running yesterday.
You want to call it? I don't call it running anymore. I call it lumbering for me. I just can't. No, I'm really having a tough time, and yeah. I still say that January is going to be really difficult if I decide to actually run when I'm there, because wow. I just can't train, and if I can't train well enough so that I won't get hurt, then I'm not going to run.
All right. You told me.
I told you.
Well, it was a nice day.
So there.
Yeah. All right. So I think Mr. Eliopoulos and I are switching off today because I need to share a song that I run. I've created a running list that's just Christmas music. And This is a song that actually was in Osborne Lights. And Mike knows that every time I hear the song, I just get up and dance. I love it. It's by Big Voodoo Daddy. And it's called Christmas is Starting Now. And it's on their album, It Feels Like Christmas Time, but also on the Phineas and Ferb Christmas Vacation album. Love that song. I love the way they did it in Osborne Lights. Heartbreaking that I won't get to see it again. So, hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. So I guess I'm going to do the shout-out.
Go ahead.
I guess.
All right, let's do a shout-out to Becky Mankin, who I haven't had on the show for a long time, but was here at my house doing another show at the same time.
No.
Yeah, traitor. Wow. She was actually here, physically here, and was so busy on some short New Jersey Guys program. And I'm the short Jersey guy, too, on this program.
Wow.
So you would have thought.
And you're a lot cuter, too.
You think?
I do.
Time to get those prescriptions checked on your glasses.
Oh, boy.
All right, Mike, what about you? You got a tip?
Well, I have a tip. This is for the runners, especially those who are doing their first Run Disney race weekend or whatever. One of the things that runners all have is they have angst, want to make sure that we don't get up late. So what I have suggested, and I've done this in the past, is that I set my clock radio in the room. I set my iPhone.
Do they still have clock radios?
Yeah, and I set my iPhone, and I also have a wake-up call. So I have three opportunities to be awakened for my race. And one out of three could go. Two out of three could go, but maybe three out of three is pretty high. Low chance of that happening. So just to be sure that you don't miss your race, do all three.
Wow.
Can I add something to yours?
Sure.
I would say put your iPhone across the room so that when it goes off, you have to get up and go stop it.
Good choice.
Right. I would say hire somebody to get an air horn and come in your room and put it by your head. All right. Are we ready?
With us on today's show, we're very pleased to bring back, we almost feel like he's it's an honorary member of the Mickey Milers, none other than Disney race consultant Jeff Galloway. Jeff, welcome back.
I'm very pleased to be here, and I do feel like I'm part of the family, so this is like coming home again.
And speaking of coming home, Jeff, in about a few weeks, you and Barbara will be hosting another JG 13.1 race weekend. I believe it's on between December 9th and the 11th, and that will be in Atlanta, where you will be holding on Saturday Barb's 5K race, Saturday, December 10th, and on Sunday you'll be having the Jeff Galloway 13.1 half marathon. Is that correct?
That's correct. The third edition, it's really a very fun weekend. It's sort of like a homecoming for those that do the Run, Walk, Run, and a lot of folks from the Disney races, literally folks from all over the world, come in for this event. And it's just a laid back, upbeat weekend with a lot of new friends that you'll meet along the way.
That's great. So and it looks like you also have a children's race, too, or a walk run, yes. A Fit Kids walk run. That's terrific.
We do. It's free for the kids. The parents have to register them, of course, but there's no registration fee whatsoever. We're just trying to promote kids' fitness. And we did it for the first time last year. It is such a kick to watch those kids and then to have them get that medal. We give all the kids who finish the races a medal, and their eyes light up. They strut around with that medal around their neck. It's really fun.
That's terrific. And Jeff, you reached out to us, and you actually have some exciting news for Mickey Miles podcast listeners. Do you want to share, or should I? I'm sure they'd rather hear it from you.
Well, I would love to announce that we're going to have a special meet and greet on the Saturday, the 10th, at 11:45 at the Expo. That's going to be in the Westin, which is right downtown, right on Peachtree. That's where we have our Expo. So the meet and greet will be in the same room. Just come up to myself or one of my staff members, and we'll just direct you to the greeting. And we'll just have a good time getting to know one another, and also getting oriented to the great things that we'll be doing. One of the things that is unique about our race is that I stay at the finish line and greet everybody who comes across. And anyone who would like to get a picture with me or have me present their medal, we have free pictures. We do not charge for any of the race pictures.
Oh, nice.
It's a really nice culmination of finishing the event and then having the picture to show for it.
That's great. Terrific. So we have Raymond and Anita Thibault, who are Mickey Milers, who are going to coordinate that with everybody. But we'll put some information on the Mickey Miles podcast page.
Everybody's at home in Atlanta.
Everybody's at home in Atlanta. So what we're going to do, Jeff, is with all these questions, we're going to take turns. Michelle will read one, then Chris will read one, and then I will read one, and we'll just sit back and listen to you tell everybody about the wisdom you have about running.
And Jeff
well,
is always—he's always so gracious. We have so many questions, so we'll see how many we get through. And I think we're all going to need a gel shot in the middle somewhere in the middle.
All right, forget to stretch beforehand. Yeah.
Okay, the first question is by Mickey Miler, Robert Schultz. He says, actually not a question, but a thank you to Jeff. After several years of trying to get my wife, Mebs, to get up and go run and trying to convince her that walk run is easier, I bought her one of his books and she joined the Galloway group at a Fit to Run store in Sarasota and recently completed her first 5K. Please thank Jeff for me.
Well, Robert, thank you. One of the greatest joys I have in life is hearing the stories of people. And, of course, the Disney events are the most productive in that area, just having come back from the Wine and Dine. And then the Avengers event, I talked to about 3,000 individuals who came up to my booth and told me their stories. And I'm so glad that your wife has gotten out there. We have a number of our programs, our Galloway programs in stores, and the Fit to Run folks have really embraced the program. So any questions, Robert, please let me know.
And I just want to say, Jeff, I've said this to you in person too, but you're so kind with your time with people. I've watched you with people. You never rush people. You answer their questions, and it's just really nice. So people shouldn't be nervous about going up to you. And Jeff is really one of the friendliest people you'd ever want to meet. So
I look forward to every person.
That's nice.
And Chris, please.
All right.
Do us the
next one.
Yes.
We have from Jennifer Taylor, who writes, "Run, walk, run has given me the endurance to run farther than I've ever imagined. My husband Bill and I successfully completed the WDW marathon using the run, walk, run method. However, it has left me winded when I try to go back and completely run a local 5K or 10K race like I once was able to do. Do you run, walk, run every distance, even 5Ks and 10Ks, Jeff?
I do now, and conditioning for going faster or for running nonstop or for improving time is very specific. And if you want to train yourself to run nonstop in a 5K or 10K, then you will have to go out and devote one day every 10 days to 2 weeks to do nonstop running. But let me tell you, having heard from tens of thousands who have tried run, walk, run, and also done nonstop running in 5Ks, they run faster, they feel stronger when they have some form of run, walk, run, even in a 5K. So you're just simply going to be better off. It, the ratio will not be the same thing as you would use in a half or a full marathon. So practice on some of your short runs and figure out what works best for you.
Okay, Jeff, the next question is a very interesting question. I'm sure you have received this many, many times. It's from Cheryl Christ, Cheryl Christ Hill. And she says, I'm thinking of progressing from a half marathon to a full marathon. I currently use a run-walk interval of 60 seconds and 30 seconds. Would you suggest using a shorter run-walk interval for a full marathon training? I'm wondering if 30-30 would help my endurance.
There is no doubt. There are several elements here. The first is I really recommend going to our website, jeffgalloway.com, and looking at the run-walk-run strategies based on pace per mile. So you may find that 60-30 works fairly well on a half marathon now, but there may be a better one just based on the pace that you are currently running. And it has all of that information on our website, and it's free. So once you determine some of the strategies that have worked best at the pace that you plan to run in a half marathon, when you train for a full, it is always a smart idea and a productive idea to what I call downshift. So let's say that you were running a 12-minute per mile pace or an 11-minute per mile pace, which is the range that a 60-30 would be used. In training for a marathon, if you were running an 11-minute per mile pace in a half, the appropriate training pace in a full marathon would be 13 to 14 minutes per mile on your long runs. And that is definitely a 30-30 or a 20-20 or a 15-15. And of course, we're talking about seconds of each. So if you downshift and go much more gently, then you will have more endurance on those long runs. I regularly have people who come to me because they're behind in their schedule. And so I'll give them similar suggestions as to how to catch up. And I've not had any failures yet. The real bottom line here is you can't go too slow on long runs, and you cannot take too much walking on long runs. Whatever distance you cover, even if you walk the whole amount, will give you all the endurance based on that distance.
That's great. And having done your Dopey training program and walked 10 miles after I did the marathon, I can vouch for that too.
All Michelle, right. You've been there. That's
yeah, I've
right.
been there. That was easier than running Boston for me. But anyway, the next question is Paige from Paige Hall, and she's doing the Goofy Challenge. She says, if I've been training using run-walk intervals, should I what strategy should I use for the half? Cut back and do more walking? The average pace is 13-minute mile with 1-1 intervals. That's her average pace right now. It sounds like similar to the last question.
It really is, and I will get back to this also. A couple of other questions came in about the Dopey, but the key to either the Goofy or the Dopey at Walt Disney World in January is to mostly walk the half on Saturday, because all you need to do is stay ahead of the balloon ladies, and you simply want to save your resources for the marathon the next day. Now, taking this example, Paige was using a 1-1, and actually the newer strategies have actually worked better, 30-30, 20-20, or 15-15. But what I would recommend is no more aggressive on the half than to run 15 seconds and then to walk 30. With that type of a strategy, the legs tend to recover dramatically faster than a one-and-one. And that sets you up for a good experience in the marathon. And I totally recommend just enjoying the whole experience. I mean, Disney provides such a wonderful set of characters on the course and music and all types of stuff. They really spoil you. So why rush through it?
Sounds good.
All right.
Chris?
Okay, so the next question comes from Ben Lappin, who asks, I also have a question about hydration and what is the proper way of doing it on long runs. I also want to know about stretching. Is it needed? After both of my recent half marathons, my hips and knees are hurting pretty bad. Any tips?
Again, there are a lot of issues here. I'm going to go to the stretching first and say that in studying this issue, and I was able to get a lot of research studies from around the world about stretching, and there, neither myself nor any of my orthopedic consultants have ever been able to find any study that shows that distance runners benefit from stretching in any way. But there are a lot of studies now showing that distance runners are more injured when they stretch, the injuries take longer to heal, or they don't heal, and that the muscles are actually weakened, the tendons are weakened. So without any benefit, I will absolve you, Ben, of any guilt for not stretching. Now, the hips and the knees being hurting has nothing to do with stretching, with the exception of sometimes overstretching before or during a race will produce sore hips and knees. But the most common cause of that soreness is not training up to the distance of the event that you're running. And then secondarily, actually primarily, the number one reason is actually not having a gentle enough run-walk-run strategy from the very beginning. And once you find that, Ben, you should really reduce or eliminate that soreness that you're getting in the hips and the knees. And you really do want to build up to at least the distance of the race that you're running on your long runs, and run the long runs at least 2 minutes per mile slower than you plan to run during the race.
Terrific. Okay. I also
failed to answer about the hydration. And
The
big misconception is that you can hydrate yourself during a running race, and you really cannot. What happens is there's very little blood flow that goes to the gut, so you're going to lose a whole lot more fluid than you will ever be able to absorb. Without any significant blood flow, very little water or anything else can be absorbed out of the gut. But you do need to drink something, and you need to drink regularly to get the absorption that you can, and then have a little extra to wash the waste products out of the kidneys. My rule of thumb on that has been 2 to 4 ounces every 2 miles, and that's really worked like a charm, but that's a rule of thumb, so you could try that amount on your long runs and then see how you feel. But let me tell you, you're not going to be able to replace the fluid that you lose, so don't try to do that, because you can get yourself into a dangerous situation called hyponatremia if you drink too much.
Right. Okay. The next one, and Jeff, we have a lot of people who just want to say thank you, so I hope you don't mind. But the next one's from Russ Reeves. He says, no question, just many thanks for maybe saving my life. Definitely
You're
changing
welcome.
It. Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's for Jeff. Sorry.
That is really wonderful, yeah. Russ. And please, if I can ever help you, please let me know, Russ.
And I'll go ahead and do the next one. Jessica Olson says, I have a hard time. It's another hydration question, but this one's about the winter. She has a hard time staying hydrated on long runs during the cold months. Usually we talk about the warm months, but any suggestions? Thanks, Jeff. I have scoliosis, and Jeff keeps me going. Knock on wood. I haven't had any injuries.
Yeah, with the proper run, walk, run strategy, and then adjusting it if you're having a hard day. Folks with back problems, hip, knee, whatever, have usually been able to keep going and manage whatever their issue is. Now, when it comes to hydration, again, 2 to 4 ounces of water every 2 miles has been a very good rule of thumb on whether it's hot weather or cold weather. Now, what happens in cold weather is we're not as thirsty. We don't tend to be as thirsty, and therefore we don't tend to drink regularly. So you've got to be really regular with it. Use one of the belts or the Camelback or something like that. And again, it's only 2 to 4 ounces every 2 miles.
Excellent. Okay, so our next question comes from Christina Villa, and she asks, this might seem weird, but my face gets salty, especially after long runs. Why is that, and is there a combo of water and Gatorade that is best? I carry both water and Gatorade for the long runs. Jeff, what's that salt thing about?
It's a common thing, and it's mm-hmm. it's a simple effect of just the salt that comes out of your pores gets evaporated when you run. You produce a wind effect when you run, and there's an evaporation, and it leaves salt on the skin. So it doesn't mean anything about some people are concerned that they're losing more salt than normal, but that's not the case. It's just simply the atmospheric conditions. And those who live in really dry climates, such as the desert areas, have even more salt that they will experience on their skin. Again, there's no concern about that. You still need to drink the 2 to 4 ounces of water every 2 miles, and then very few people need to take extra salt, but if you do, there are some buffered salt tablets such as S caps, which really have worked better for that.
Jeff. Okay, what about that Gatorade water combo? Is there a good combo?
Gatorade thing? Or the sports drinks tend to have a much higher rate of nausea, and I'm against puking. So that's why my usual recommendation about fluid intake is based on water, because water is absorbed more quickly. It causes virtually no gastro issues. And the sports drinks tend to cause those. The sports drinks were really designed for other sports, and they do work well for football, you know, the team sports, because people have timeouts and they can get some ingestion going during those. But with running, because we're continuing to go, the digestion, the blood flow is not going to the gut, and therefore water has been the most effective fluid.
You know, Jeff, as your birthday buddy, I pay very special attention to what my birthday buddy says. And I know that you're not only against puking, but you're against death too, right?
Mike, I am against death. And you and I have had discussions about this. We're on the same page with that, I think.
I think we are.
Chris and I are for puking.
Yeah. For puking against death.
No. Go for it.
Let's not get political here, okay?
Whatever helps you running. That concludes part one of our three-part series with Jeff Galloway as he fields your questions. We will have Jeff for the next 2 shows to complete the gauntlet of questions that you, the listeners, have provided. And we hope that Jeff is going to provide information that will help you in your running. We want to remind everyone that January is coming fast, and we have put together a few meets, and we'd like to mention them over the next couple of days and maybe a couple of weeks. On Thursday, January 5th at 10 o'clock in the morning, we will be holding a Mickey Miles and More podcast post 5K breakfast meet at Sunshine Seasons in the Land Pavilion in Future World at Epcot. The next day, Friday, January 6th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we will be holding a Mickey Miles and More podcast 10K carb load meet at Disney's Boardwalk Bakery. The next day, on Saturday, January 7th, again at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we will be holding a half marathon celebration at the Wave Lounge at Disney's Contemporary Resort. And let's not forget Sunday night, January 8th. You may want to save the date. Details to follow. So, For Jeff Galloway and for Chris Eliopoulos and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you on the roads and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.